Josh, 3 points, a goal and two assists. Not a bad way to get the season underway.
Yeah, very good start for me personally as well, and for the club, obviously.
In terms of the game, Aldershot Town obviously got off to a great start, scored at the beginning of the second half as well. They always felt like you were on top. Was that how it came across on the pitch?
Yeah, obviously going in at 2-0 is a dodgy score. So we said we've got to come out strong second half. Got the third. I thought we could have relaxed a little bit more, but we conceded one and then... But we was in control for the majority of the games.
I was going to say, is that how you sort of felt? It was always a case of, you know, you always maybe had that extra gear?
Yeah, we just had to concentrate really and just not let them back in with anything stupid, you know? I think we did concede a soft goal, but we was professional today and we got the job done.
And as a team, they looked like there were plenty of goals in the team. Obviously, you scored three. Mm-hmm. There could have been a couple of others as well.
Yeah, got very good attacking players in the team. Goals from all parts of the pitch, so we'll always be a threat to anyone.
And as well as the goals and assists, you made a sort of a key defensive clearance right at the end as well. So manager must have been pleased with the all-round display.
You've got to do everything in football. You've got to work for the team. It's just not about doing the good bits and scoring. You've got to do the ugly bits as well.
And in terms of sort of your sort of time, obviously you came here in January from a season where you'd struggled with injury earlier on.
Yep.
How different sort of do you feel now you sort of had a full pre-season, full fitness, ready to hit the ground running?
Yeah, I'm dying to hit the ground running. So I've not really had a full pre-season and started the season strongly for a long time now, since probably 3-4 years. I've always had difficulties, but yeah, I'm hopeful this year to stay injury-free and push on.
And there's plenty of competition for places up front as well. Look, obviously, you and Brett started today. Dan Fitchett and Tom Derry came off the bench. So keeping each other on your toes?
Yeah, it's going to be hard to keep your place. We're going to have to score. Me and Brett have got our work cut out to keep them out of the team. And I'm sure when they come in, they'll do their best to keep us out.
Is that sort of how you sort of look at the selection process as a player? It's a case of, I have to keep on top of my game because of the other players behind me.
Yeah, you can't rest on your laurels. You have to keep pushing yourself and doing the best you can, because there's capable players ready to step in and take your shirt.
Opening day of the season, obviously a long way to go, but is the opening day victory, is it more sort of about sort of the confidence you get from making a good start into your next couple of games?
Yeah, the start's key. We need to get a good start, and it sets you up for the rest of the season, because you always have a blip somewhere. But if you get a good start, good first 5-10 games, then it sets the tone for the rest of the season.